Amen. Amen. We greet each and every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is so good to be in the land of the living, striving to get to the kingdom of God that God has prepared for us. The Lord is so good. Our scripture reading will be taken from Psalms chapter 50, verse 5 through 23. That is Psalms chapter 50, verse 5 through 23. Again, Psalms chapter 50, verse 5 through 23. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God has judged himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifice or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou should take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hate instruction and cast my words behind thee. When thou saw a thief, then thou consentest with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou give thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frame deceit. Thou sittest and speak against thy brother. Thou slanderest thy own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thought that I was altogether such a one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offers praise glorifies me. And to him that orders his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. In these last days, these are some of the things we have seen happening. The wicked in the world hate instruction. They give their mouth to evil and their tongue to deceit. The world speaks evil against their brother. There is no peace in the government. And there seems to be no rest for the weary. But be not weary in well-doing. There is another side in every situation. So our subject this morning is, everything has an opposite. And our subtitle is, it is time to make a choice. Everything you think about has an opposite side. And if there is an opposite side, you have a choice. In the beginning, God created man and woman. He set before Adam and Eve the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. They had a choice of which they would choose. There is no in between when it comes to light. The opposite of light is darkness. There is no in between when it comes to good. The opposite of good is evil. There is no in between with a lie and the truth. Even though we try to justify a wrong with a little white lie. Since when do lies have color and degrees? The opposite of pride is humility. Pride comes before a fall. The opposite of knowledge is ignorance. The opposite of life is death. The opposite of yes is no. Either you will or you won't. The opposite of hot is cold. God wants us to be one or the other, either hot or cold. In Revelation 3:15, God said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. Verse 16 says, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Look, coffee and tea is better served hot or cold. Lukewarm means undecided, unpleasant to drink. Spiritually, lukewarm would mean you have been near his heart and have been exposed and are aware of the truth. But because of the cares of this world, you never got hot. Just look at water. It is a well-known fact that tepid water, which is moderate or lukewarm, tends to produce sickness at the stomach and can cause you to vomit. Lukewarm water is nauseating. Lukewarm water can hold germs or bacteria, where cold and hot water can kill the germs. A spiritual lukewarm person is nauseating. They can stop an unsaved person from receiving and a saved person from growing. Also, when a person's ears is plugged, your balance can be off and you could fall. When spiritual ears are plugged with worldly words, there is an imbalance and you can fall and hurt yourself. Just like wax must be cleaned out of your ears so you can hear, we must clean the wax of the world from our ears so we can hear what the Spirit is saying to us. God wants us to be complete in him. Many times God has said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Jesus also said, take heed to what you hear and take heed to how you hear. You cannot do that if your ears are tuned into the world. You will not be able to hear or know what to do. There is more hope of the cold for those who are of the world than those that are lukewarm in Christ. When the cold are called, they become Christians that are hot. But the lukewarm Christians is undecided on whether they want to be hot or cold. To be lukewarm means to know to do good, but you won't do it. When you look at there being an opposite of everything, if you could believe there is a devil, if you believe in witches or spirits, then why can't you believe there is a God? God said this in Isaiah 45, 5 through 7. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. So what about that Big Bang theory? It is just that, just a theory. A theory is a set of assumptions or statements. It is an abstract reasoning of speculations. No truth, no proof. We must choose between man's theory and God's evidence. Since the beginning of everything God says and does is documented. From the writing of Moses with the law, where the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. And the Ten Commandments were written in stone by God. In Hebrews it says, by God, the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Every time Satan tempts Jesus, he was able to say, it is written. Everything God has to say is documented, proof, and written. Only God can make something out of nothing. In the beginning, God created. On the seventh day, he rested. And he said it was good and very good. Let me just say it like this. Both evolution and the Big Bang theory that is made up of opinions and philosophy, assumptions and speculations. With these, man has tried to explain away God and his existence. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30, starting at verse 14. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. The doctrine of salvation preached by the apostles, the promise of redemption made by the prophets, all this is at our disposal. Romans said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He has given you pastors according to his heart. In verse 15, it says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good,
yes,
and death and evil. We have been given a choice to choose life and good or death and evil. Adam and Eve's choice was death and evil. But because of Jesus, we have a second chance, a chance to choose life and good. Whatever our choice, God allows us to choose. Joshua said, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Look at verse 16. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. Just think about a natural baby. When they are born, first they are loved. They are taught and instructed. They learn to walk in what they are instructed. They learn obedience through their parents. Everything the child needs is given. They will want for nothing. But when they become teenagers, they think they are grown. You don't understand. It's not fair. You don't want me to have no fun. Everybody else is doing it. Sound familiar? These are the things God is hearing from us because we think we are grown. Remember, Jesus said, except you be converted and become as a little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. As grown-ups, we need to go back to being children in Christ. Verse 17 tells us, but if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship others, gods, and serve them. Man here, hearts have waxed cold and refused to hear God's word. Many are turning to the devices of man and his inventions. They are refusing to hear the warnings of God and will not take heed to the signs that he shows them. It is important right now that we hear and take heed to the instructions of God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is more important now than ever. Again, it says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Four important things. Humble yourself. Pray. Seek his face and turn from what you know is wrong. Listen to what God told Israel in verse 18 of Deuteronomy. I denounce unto you this day. To denounce means to condemn openly. We don't want God to do this to us. I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou pass over Jordan to go to possess it. Because of their disobedience, no man coming out of Egypt above the age of 20 entered into the promised land. Because of the foolishness of man, I believe today many have left early than they had to. God has given us a second chance. But when death comes, there is no more chance. Ecclesiastes 8:8 tells us, there is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. Let me read this out of the Bible Basic English. No man has authority over the wind to keep the wind, or is ruler over the day of his death. In war, no man's time is free, and evil will not keep the sinner safe. Verse 19 of Deuteronomy. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Again, I read this from the Bible Basic English language for clarity and understanding. And it reads like this. Let heaven and earth be my witnesses against you this day, that I have put before you life and death, a blessing and a curse, so take life for yourselves and for your seed. In loving the Lord your God, hearing his voice, and being true to him, for he is your life, and by him will your days be long, so that you may go on living in the land which the Lord gave by an oath to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The life that has been set before us today is Jesus Christ. He came that we might have life, and that more abundant. Now, let's look at what we choose and what has been chosen. Looking at Luke 10, chapter 10, verse 40 through 42, this is how it reads. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. My question, what have you chosen today? To be cumbered means to be weighted down or hindered. Is something or someone hindering you or weighing you down? Maybe you need to make some different choices. 1 Corinthians 1:27 said, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Can you receive this today? God has chosen plain, simple, unlearned fishermen to confound the great wise philosophers of the world. Remember what was said to the apostles? Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John in Acts 4 and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. When people of the world see, when they talk to you, what do they perceive about you? Are they amazed at what you know? Or do they identify you as one of them? Even for us today, God has chosen people that are in the world's eyes as being foolish, to put the wise to shame, and to prove who are considered weak, to confound those that are mighty in the reputation of the world. Ephesians 1:4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Do you know how it feels to be chosen for something you like? Anybody remember when you were growing up and you waited to be chosen to be on a team or to be chosen to be part of a group? It didn't matter if you were the last one chosen, as long as you were chosen. You were not chosen. If you were not chosen for that game, you would ask if you could be one on the team for the next game. But saints, we don't have to ask God to be on his team. He knew and chose us before the foundation of the world. He knew our flaws and where we needed to be built up. He knows our success and our failures. He has given us all we need to become overcomers and more than conquerors. Have you ever thought about it this way? We bless God one way and he blesses us in another. And no matter what we do, we cannot bless God or outbless God and his giving. Let us close with this last verse in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation. First thing to absorb, you have been chosen by the best. God himself, he knew you when you were in your mother's womb. A royal priesthood, called to reign and identify with the kings and priests. We are given a position that the angels do not have. And a holy nation. We also have been called out of from the world. A peculiar people in covenant with God and purchased by the blood of Christ, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. As believers, we are built upon Christ, the foundation stone. A people is chosen by God. We bear his name and bear witness to his truth, so we might show forth the virtues, so we can publish and proclaim the wisdom, the power, goodness, mercy, and the righteousness of God. We have been called out of darkness of sin, ignorance, and misery into the marvelous light of knowledge, faith, holiness, and comfort. My time is up, and I thank you for yours.